Spring usually comes late to New England, with predictable harbingers, muddy roads, and daffodils, fatalistic predictions that the Red Sox can overcome the curse of the Bambino. There are also less well-known signs that winter's grip is easing. Roland Oschenbein of rural Massachusetts explains.
A couple of winters ago, after a particularly wet and heavy snow, our mailbox was destroyed by the hurl of a passing snowplow. This is pretty much an annual affair. I normally inspect the wreckage with the thoroughness of an NTSB investigator. Then I incorporate my findings in an improved version, motivated by the stubborn conviction that I can outsmart the enemy through cunning and superior design. This time was different. My mailbox was so viciously pounded that the debris field extended yards along the street. The battle had moved to a new level, and it was time to call my friend Richard. Facing similar mayhem, Richard had built a box that to a plow was the Terminator. He anchored a steel I-beam in several feet of cement. On top of this, he fashioned a box out of thick steel plates. Richard boasted it would stop a tank. Next spring, when I called for the specs, Richard informed me sheepishly that the Terminator was, well, terminated, permanently bent out of shape. Deflated, I went back to my sketch pad. I toyed with many clever design alternatives, including a unique one I'd seen that featured a mailbox mounted on a hinged, cantilevered truss that rises like a drawbridge. But then one day, I was sharing mailbox war stories with my neighbor Hank. Hank doesn't take these matters as seriously as I do. His mailbox is battered, loosely affixed to a wobbly post set in a broken-down whiskey barrel. Amazingly, it has withstood many winters, easily outlasting my series of failed fortresses. The secret, he theorizes, is that the box has a lot of give. It staggers but does not fall. Against overwhelming force, Hank told me with ageless wisdom, victory lies in flexibility, not rigidity, in accommodation, not confrontation. Thus enlightened, I came up with a scheme inspired by the design of a ski binding. I went into my shop once again, and out came a hard rubber mailbox with a quick-release breakaway attachment fitting. Hit it, and it flexes. Hit it hard, and the box pops off the post. Dig it out of the snowbank, snap the thing back on, offer a happy wave to the plow driver. During a snowstorm, I'll glance out the windows to see how our mailbox is faring. My wife accuses me of secretly hoping to find it scattered in pieces across the yard. She thinks that underneath a facade of indignation, I actually enjoy this little game. Maybe so.
Amateur mailbox designer Roland Oschenbein lives in Bolton, Massachusetts.